Phil Eisele likes to remark that his job with the Federal Aviation Administration shows he has just the right skills needed to run the city.
I'm an airplane mechanic, which is probably a good thing because most of the people I know say airplane mechanics can fix anything.
Eisele says municipal government has gone too far beyond its basic responsibilities of protecting citizen safety, property, and freedom. He would outsource services where possible, perhaps eliminate others, and restrain overall spending, especially on capital projects. Eisele urges voters to consider the full impact of the bond propositions on the April 7th ballot, including the normally popular road projects.
They're talking about building better roads for us, but if we look at what they did on 36th and Arctic, they took kind of high avenues of approach, and they narrowed them down so that they were harder to use and they'd carry less traffic.
Beyond his suspicion of the projects themselves, including school renovation and construction, Eisele questions the cost impact.
You really need to look at that because most of those propositions go around the tax cap to increase your taxes.
On his website, Eisele says the municipal emphasis on construction has sidetracked more important issues, such as homelessness, crime, domestic violence, and student dropout rates. Eisele does push one construction project currently bogged down in the state legislature, namely the proposed new and expanded crime lab in Anchorage that would serve both the city and the state. Eisele supports Proposition 9, the tax cap initiative. Win or lose, Eisele has a message for Anchorage residents.
I leave you with anything. I'd like to see more involvement from the communities in the government because I think the government has really lost touch with the people.
Mayoral candidate Phil Eisele says if Anchorage really wants to cure the problems facing the city today, the best way to do so is a return to the active citizen participation of the 1960s and 70s. Eisele ran unsuccessfully for State Senate seat M in 2008. Richard Wanda emphasizes the positive in his mayoral campaign. He feels the national economic slump has hit bottom and the recovery will now slowly occur. But even with an economic rebound, Wanda says Anchorage itself lacks the financial resources required to pay for all its municipal services from taxes and fees collected mostly from its residents. The city needs outside originating revenues.
I think the best idea is to seeking, you know, resources nationwide, even worldwide, by encouraging healthy business activities.
Wanda says a proper tax level is key to producing a strong business community. Letting taxes rise as a simple way to increase revenues is a bad idea.
I experienced in California when the state lowered taxes, the result was more business moving to California and pay the taxes. And when the California simply raised the taxes, business move out of the state and in fact, they get less taxes. So we have to have a kind of long-term and high standard of a strategy to promote taxes for the government.
Wanda would use the increased revenues raised toward social concerns.
The national direction is funding more programs to aid anti-poverty, to aid families, and to create more jobs instead of increasing police power to punish the crimes.
Wanda is one of 15 mayoral candidates. He thinks the crowded field serves to Anchorage's advantage.
Other candidates have good ideas as well because in this democracy system, we will, you know, encourage people to have a variety of ideas to serving the community and the neighborhood better.
Richard Wanda has previously run for three offices, state representative in 2002, Anchorage School Board in 2004, and U.S. Senator in 2008. He credits his earlier campaigns for making him even more positive about the American democratic process. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.